But so we're united in our position that Discord sucks.
And yet, here we are recording on it.
Yeah, it occurs to me that eventually it's going to be time for Mitch to come back on. And woe is me for the 3 weeks leading up to that when I explained to him how to get Discord. It might honestly be easier for me to talk Microsoft into bringing Skype back online. Hello and welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 622. Oh, AIDS. Why did someone screw a Tyler dry? Why did someone have to screw a Tyler dry blade?
Oh, boy. I like that one. That was fun. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Brews Day Tuesday. We're not talking about AIDS, talking about, I don't know, beer, I guess, is probably what we're going to talk about. Does that sound fair to everybody? Does that sound good?
That would be shocking to me.
Okay. Well, here to give you the shocker, Samuel, is Caitlin. Hey, Caitlin, how's it going?
Good, good. Living the dream.
Yeah, living the dream, being back on here with us. I was actually honestly shocked. I was shocked to see you back so soon. Not that I don't want you here or anything like that. I love when you come on. But the last time you were like, boy, I sure don't care about this here beer. And that was only, I don't know, a couple months ago.
I think I tried to get you on like six-ish weeks ago and you were busy.
This is even a
delayed return.
Yeah, because I think you wanted me to. It wasn't even 6 weeks ago. It was earlier this month, right? Because it was Father's Day.
Well, that can't be right because this is coming out in July. So we're recording. We're talking right now in July. Couldn't have been earlier in July because it's July 1st. You silly goose.
Oh, last month. My apologies. You're completely right.
Well, it's good to see you back on. Since you were on so recently, I assume we don't have to remind you of how this works.
No, I came ready. I actually brought the beer that is historically, I think, the only one that I've gone out of my way to purchase and drink for some pleasure many years ago. It's been like a lifetime.
You've stacked the deck in your own favor here. You might actually have a beer you like.
I might. I have not had one of these since college, so we'll see if I still like it.
Well, what is this Bad Larry?
I might have talked about it last time. It's a Belgian style ale from Goose Island called Sophie.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I have had it before, but it's been a really long time.
Okay, well, crack it open. Give it a slurp.
All right. All right. Moment of truth. I don't know if this matters, but don't you usually show the can?
No, Sam does, because he's a weirdo.
We don't publish the video because how bad I look and also how bad Tyler looks. So,
although, Caitlin, I'm sure our listeners would like to see your cans.
Dude, that's so good. How do you even think about this?
The most original joke ever.
Oh, yeah. No. Back to AIDS. All right. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, I do kind of still like that. It's
good.
Good-ish. It's good. Yeah. It feels like it's got a little fruit zest in there.
A little orangey, maybe?
Yeah, it does say laid back with a slice of orange on the can. So maybe that was suggestive enough for me to feel like it tasted that way, but I don't know. It's pretty good. Someone told me this good. Is a farmhouse ale, which I don't think is. I don't know if that's right. But
it's a Belgian. It's not a farmhouse.
Yeah.
Well then, Tyler from work, if you're listening, you were wrong.
Good to get that sweat off my forehead. But that's a good segue over to this Tyler who's not at work. I have right. Burley Oaks. I have Burley Oaks Aboriginal Gangster IPA. It's 6.6% ABV. And I'm wondering, who's the racist here?
That was my question also.
Yeah. Is it me or is it Burley Oak? Because it doesn't say anywhere on here that it has New Zealand hops. But I saw this and I was like, well, that's got to be made with New Zealand hops. So am I the racist or are they?
I think if there was no Aboriginal influence on this beer, it's them regardless.
Okay. Well, good. Well, and then it's good to get that sweat off my forehead again.
I have a feeling that didn't happen. Otherwise, it would be plastered all over the can.
Yeah, that's probably true. Well, it poured out with a very thick head of similar-sized bubbles. It's kind of like a pineapple-y juice color. Extremely hazy. Extremely hazy. Didn't say hazy on here, but it is very hazy. No. It smells like kind of like decaying vegetation, but not like leaves in the fall. Like if you're in like a jungle and you get that kind of like, you know, like almost sweet rot, like that's kind of what it smells like.
You've been macheting vines all day long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've all been there.
Let's see what it tastes like.
Oh. Glowing endorsement.
I don't like this. It's very hazy. It's extremely aggressively hazy. It's all muddled and kind of just, I don't like it. I do get some tropical notes, maybe like some lemon almost at the way, way, way back, but I'm not willing to go through the kind of like musty, decaying, sweet flavor that is at the front to get there. Yeah. Samuel.
That's me. It's 92 degrees out right now, so naturally I have Central Waters El Ganador Brewer's Reserve Imperial Stout aged in used tequila barrels with coffee and cocoa nibs.
I like that they specify that they were used tequila barrels. It doesn't seem to be important, but it also actually does seem to be very important.
It smells like tequila.
Yeah.
I like tequila. I don't think it makes sense with a stout, but I kind of want to just keep smelling it and never drink it, but that's not what the show is.
That's true.
Oh, so I get maltiness, chocolatiness, and tequila, which I think would be off-putting for many, but I'm into it so far. What's the ABV on this? It's got to be high, right? Baby, hit me with double digits. Where are you at? How does it not say it on here? That's criminal. Okay, Tyler, throw to an article. I'll get back to you.
I never understand why they don't do that. Like, that's what a lot of folks are looking for out here, is what that ABV is.
Especially with a barrel stout, like, when you know it's high, just tell me the number, you dick.
Yeah. I would say that that's one of the stats that matters the most. But our next article questions, does it matter if your beer is unpasteurized? This is from chowhound.com. You know, I never thought of pasteurization when it comes to beer. We didn't pasteurize shit. I always figured the boiling was enough.
You're talking about in our homebrew days, we didn't pasteurize shit.
That is correct. That is correct.
I do wonder if us boiling it was pasteurizing it? I don't actually know.
Pasteurizing does have something to do with like raising the temperature of it. I'm not a scientist though, but I think it's they're talking about doing it like at the end of the process, so like everything is like purified. You know what I mean?
Well, I worry about like if you bottle and then heat everything up, you're gonna blow all your caps.
Maybe not at the bottling stage. Maybe not at that point.
Dog, I don't know.
I don't think so. The article talks about bottle conditioning and how most large breweries don't do that anymore. So, Caitlin, do you know what bottle conditioning is?
I don't, actually.
So, on like a small scale, and also traditionally, the way you made things carbonated was you put sugar like in right at the end, and before you capped it in the bottle.
There's some live yeast, and you put sugar in right at the end. The yeast eat the sugar, they poop out carbon dioxide. That's how you give it the bubbles.
Right.
But that's at a home brewer scale, probably not at like a, you know, a Budweiser scale.
Right. So none of the bigger folks do that anymore. So you could pasteurize at that stage, I guess, without losing the bottle. I don't fucking know. I'm not a scientist.
But I would agree if heating is part of it, that seems ill-advised.
Right.
I mean, you would have to heat it up at some point. And, like, there are various stages that you heat it up, but also with lagering, you do a lot of shit colder than you do with ales, which is all we ever made.
Yeah.
So, like, showing some ignorance there, but also, like, probably it's fine. Because, like, you have to boil it at some point, and if you've done your job right, everything is sterile. Like, everything that's touching anything that's alive is sterile, so you shouldn't need to do additional steps.
That is correct.
So, like, either, I don't know definitionally what pasteurized means, but I would think either it's already pasteurized or it does need to be pasteurized. Or you fucked up. One of those three things.
That's kind of essentially what the article says. So this article actually isn't very interesting, but it sparked a great conversation. When it comes down to it, pasteurization really isn't necessary for like 99% of beers. Because, you raise the temperature through a bunch of different stuff, and you're not introducing anything disgusting, hopefully. It does say, however, that there... I'm sorry?
I just said hopefully, unless you're making that Aboriginal gangster.
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody stuck a foot in here or something. It was brewed in that Chinese factory where they were just scooping the beer in the cups.
Oh, man, that was... I have nightmares about that. It's so gross.
One of the grossest things we've seen on this podcast, honestly.
And
I'm including...
That's including the time that I was peeling a sunburn live on record.
I was going to say, and I'm including Jed, but yours is probably more accurate.
Yeah, man, fuck Jed.
But it does say that you have like a bunch of adjuncts like quote vanilla, marshmallow, fruit purees, lactose, chocolate, then maybe you should pasteurize it, because with some of those it can have like secondary fermentation and you might have microbes that you're not interested in. But for most of beers you don't really need to do it. But you can, but you don't really need to.
So the title of the article is, does it matter if beer unpasteurized? The answer is no. If you did if you did your job right, no.
Correct. Yes, I would agree with that statement. Gesundheit.
Sorry.
Thought a gun went off. Jesus Christ, is she okay?
Her head exploded, meat and bone all over the room.
You should hear my dad's name.
Tyler, I meant to ask you.
Oh, yeah?
Of people we knew at college, if you were to think of just a subset of all of them, like, who is, like, just, like, a really cool, nice guy, good at dancing, not a creep at all, just like a really good, nice dude, extroverted, but not in like a weird way, just in like a friendly way. Who does that make you think of?
good at dancing. That throws me off. I don't know. There are a couple guys who could fit in that category, possibly, like Reed or Sam Adamson or...
Got it in two.
Yeah.
So my description was really good then.
Yeah, no, totally. Caitlin texted me, what, like a week and a half ago? Who was that guy at your wedding? He was really cool, good dancer, not creepy, just like a super cool guy. And I was like, oh, yes, Harrison, totally.
Yeah.
That I said also named Sam. That part was easy to remember.
I didn't need that hint. Not necessary.
Okay, fair
just
enough.
Just to me.
If you had said who was at my wedding, I would have gotten Sam Adamson in one. But at college, that widens it up a little bit.
Man, we should have invited Reed. He's such a cool guy. I should text
him. He's a rad dad.
Yeah,
he's a cool guy.
But yeah, that's all. I just wanted to confirm that Caitlin's instincts were correct. That just like Sam Adamson rules. The three of us agree. Sam Adamson rules.
Yeah. He was great. My friend who wanted to know who he was, because he played Ultimate, came back, by the way, and said, oh yeah, he had a couple really great years at Oakland, or whatever, great seasons. That was his commentary about, he of course looked him up immediately. I was like, I don't know him, but he had some really great seasons at Oakland. I was like, yeah, that's where he said he played. So, shout out Sam. He gave me a ride.
Yeah.
My number one goal when I came to the wedding was to not have to wait for an Uber to get from the church to the reception. And I must be the luckiest person alive because Sam Adamson is who sat down next to me in the church and we became friends in 4 minutes and he offered to give me a ride. So I didn't even have to ask.
That's rad. And
I hope that you won't find this offensive, Caitlin. But you're one of 1,000 people that has that story. Just like, that's how Sam Adamson is. It's just anyone who interacts with him is just like, oh yeah, what an absolute perfect individual.
Yeah.
And so they have a story about how he did something perfect.
Yeah, that's why I feel so lucky that out of all the people to sit down next to me, I didn't even sit next to him. I was already there. He must have known. He must have sensed that I needed something.
we should get him back on here. I think he was on episode like 4 or something.
And yeah, we haven't talked I think to you're him right.
Since. I should get him back on.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
Well, shout out Sam Adamson.
He's a good guy.
I was going to ask, like, why? but your friend wanted to know because your friend plays Ultimate, I guess?
Yeah, he coached... whatever Philadelphia's team was, I don't know. And now he coaches Sidewinders, some team.
Arizona?
Yes. I think, well, I don't know how it came up, but I just had mentioned that a long time ago at my friend Sam's wedding, I met another guy named Sam who played Ultimate, but I couldn't remember where, and I thought it was California maybe, but... And he was like, ready. He was prepared to go through all 68 Sams that have ever played in UFA. Is that right?
There have to be so many more than that.
There have only been 68, apparently.
That's I got to get one more. Sam, sign up.
Yeah. I think I might be one of them.
Could be.
I paid dues 12 years ago or whatever.
Did you play on like a pro?
Oh, absolutely not. No.
Okay, that's what he means. Like rostered with like a pro team.
Oh, okay. No. Yeah. Then sorry, Tyler. No, I cannot do that because I am fat.
Uh-huh. That's the only reason why.
That's the primary reason why.
Okay, all right. Caitlin, are you great at Guess Who?
No, but I could give it my best shot. I don't know.
Because you did a very good job describing Sam Adamson, so I just thought maybe you'd be great at Guess Who.
I mean...
I can't tell if you're throwing to something or that's a standalone question.
Not safe to play Guess Who in this day and age.
Oh, shit. Now that's a take.
I'd be scared.
Yeah.
Because you would be like, you would want to ask a question. You'd be like, does he have, is his skin exactly white?
Yeah.
Does he have no hair? Does he have a very thick mustache?
Yeah. Okay, well, Sam is throwing to something. The Pringles guy, as we all can tell from that description. Caitlin knew it before you had to raise the Pringles can, because as we've said, she's great at Guess Who. Oh, Sam has a follow-up. He has a content food. He's got those Miller Lite Pringles, baby.
Oh.
Tyler, you always get mad at me about jumping content to content. So that can be a tease if you want. But this is my content. I have these stupid Pringles grilled beer brought naturally and artificially flavored Miller Lite Pringles.
Was the content we just did, was that Caitlin's content about how she remembered Sam Adams?
It's so difficult to tell.
That is, you know what? You're right. I think I will leave people, just salivating for those Pringles. We're going to take including you. You have a content or a follow-up food. We're going to go to a follow-up article from MolsonCoorsBlog.com. That's hilarious. I didn't realize that was the source. Corona.
Jesus. I need to put, hold on. Shut up. I have to put my birthday in so I can read this article. Okay, great. Oh, this is the Giada one. Great.
Yeah. So we were talking a couple weeks ago about, you know, the sexy studs and studesses of early 2000s Food Network.
When you said studesses, Caitlin nodded sagely, so I feel like it's not problematic to say studesses.
I feel good about it.
I'm not the person to ask if something's problematic, for the record.
But you were so aware of the potential pitfalls of Guess Who, or is that it? I automatically forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should it be Guess Whom?
Guess Whomst. But one of the whomsts that we had called out was Giada De Laurentiis. And now she's back in the news, baby. She got that Bruise Day Tuesday bump. Peroni and Giada De Laurentiis serve up Peroni Italian beer ice. So much in the way that this is not actually a beer, but a flavored beer food item. This is not actually beer. This is, it's like water ice, like Italian water ice, but it's Peroni beer flavored, I guess.
If I may.
It seems like
you
could just take some ice chips and pour Peroni over them. But
maybe.
I'm assuming they've done something more complex than that.
I don't know. What I do like is that it is 5% ABV, which I enjoy. So you do have to be 21 plus to get this in the US. That's fun.
Yeah.
Most of these beer food collabs are not alcoholic, so I like this one.
Can I make a shameful admission here? I don't know what Peroni is. Am I supposed to know what Peroni is?
Samuel! You have
a beer. Oh, wow, Caitlin is.
I'm here to learn, and you shouldn't judge me for learning.
It's like a, it looks like a Stella, kind of. The bottle, it's an Italian beer. And it's got like the white, it's a green bottle. It's got like a white paper label. I don't know.
It's an Italian Pilsner.
Beer to me.
Yeah. It's an Italian Pilsner. It's very popular in like Italy and what, Southern Europe, the Mediterranean, I guess I would say.
They have it at Carrabba's.
Sure.
I'm sure you can pick one up at your local Carrabba's.
Caitlin refuses to admit that there are countries that aren't America.
Oh my god, what? Not me. But I do love Carrabba's and Italian food.
But not Italy.
I've never been to Italy. I would go. I hope they have Carrabba's there.
I've never been to the mainland, but Sicily was one of the only places I visited that I would not go back to.
Really? Why?
Is that where you fell asleep on a beach with Rainer?
Yeah. No, that's a nice way to put it. So my friend Rainer and I went out there. He was like, hey, you know, I'm going out to Sicily. I went to visit him in Germany. let's start off that way. And he was like, I'm thinking about going to Sicily with some friends I made out here. Like, do you want to come while you're out here? And I said, sure. And the thing is, he neglected to tell me that we did not have lodging for the first 2 days in Sicily. So we ended up hiking to a national park and sleeping on the beach. So we didn't just fall asleep on the beach like some romantic couple. That's where we had to sleep because he did not get us a room.
I would die. There's no way.
It was fine. That wasn't the reason. That wasn't the reason I disliked Sicily. I was cool with that. There were other reasons. Wouldn't go back.
Was it the one where you wanted to go toilet and they wouldn't let you toilet places?
I don't know that they wouldn't let us, but there weren't many public toilets except one at a museum, which, again, Rainer plugged up. So then we couldn't use the public toilet.
That's right. I only half remembered that story. That's the part I forgot.
It's also where those two dogs, those two stray dogs, we kept finding them like everywhere we were going because we were both homeless, a homeless pair. So it started raining and we all four took shelter under like a bridge, and then it was stopped raining and we all four fell asleep in a park.
And do you want to tell the story of Rainer making it to my wedding?
About how he didn't? No, I don't want to tell that story. I don't want to tell that story. And about how it was my responsibility? How it was my responsibility and he didn't? No, I'd rather not tell that story. I'd rather talk about the beer ice.
So, hold on. So, this product, I think I still don't quite get it. So there's this shitty Pilsner.
Yeah.
That they're mixing with like shave ice? Is that what's happening? There's like
pretty much lemons
here.
Yeah, that's essentially what's going on, Samuel.
Oh, so they are just putting Peroni in with the shaved ice.
Essentially, yes.
Okay.
That wouldn't be 5% though. It must be some sort of concentrate, right?
Didn't I tell you last article that I'm not a scientist?
Okay, well, I am with many asterisks. If you take a beer that's 5% and water it down drastically, it's not 5% anymore.
Yeah, well, maybe it's more than 12 ounces or whatever.
But they're dumping it over so much chopped ice, I guess. I don't know how you make shave ice. The term shave ice also I hate. I hate the term shave ice. Anytime I hear that, it's like it's almost as bad as water ice. Some like fluffy ass bullshit. Talking to you, Mitch. We don't call it water rice around here.
I like that shit. I'm into that.
Fucking asshole. Stupid dad that I love.
What is water rice?
It's the same thing.
It's what they call a fucking snow cone in Philadelphia because Philadelphia thinks it's better than you, and it's wrong.
But ice.
Yeah, dude. What you're thinking is wait, hold on. That's stupid as shit.
No,
would they call it something that's stupid as shit? No, the reason is because people from Philadelphia are fucking stupid, Dad.
No.
I think you both have a misunderstanding. It's not water ice. It's water ice. WOODER. It's not made out of water. It's made out of water, you guys. It's a totally different substance.
And what comes out of a tap in Philadelphia?
I don't live there, so I wouldn't know.
Water.
Water.
I don't know if you can get this in stores or if you have to buy it at PeroniItalianBeerIce.com. But you can get a 6-pack. I'm sorry?
Sorry. I think there's a delay, so I keep popping in. But how does it get to you if you order it online?
Presumably, like any other purchase?
Like, it's already got the ice happening?
Maybe it's a...
Wait, hold on. No, Sam, stop. Sam, I have to peer into Caitlin's mind here for a second.
I'll sit back. So, you work, buddy.
So, Caitlin, do you think that this is something you have to make at home? Like, they send you the concentrate and then you pour it over the ice chips?
I don't know because when I have snow cones, you get them. you go to Rita's or whatever.
Right.
Just talk nice, which is a fucking classic, and put some respect on his name.
Yes. So then
order it.
Oh, I'm sorry. You thought that your concern is the meltiness.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I misunderstood. I thought something else. But, I don't know, it's like...
And then you told me to shut up, I think is what happened.
Yeah, that's... I stand by it. I don't know, it's like how you can get... fucking Omaha steaks. Yeah, with the dry ice, like Sam was saying before I told him to shut up.
Okay, so they're, like, they're fully closed in. Like, for sure. Okay, yeah, you can get those little... Italian ice things like in the freezer section of the grocery store, but
yeah, like a freezy pop. Okay. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with you now.
Okay. All right. Aren't we glad that Sam didn't get to contribute to that?
I am.
Can I talk about my fucking Pringles now? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You can talk about your Pringles.
All right. These are some Pringles. They're supposed to taste like grilled beer brats, and Miller Lite is on here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pop, and I just won't stop.
I think these are going to taste good, but not anything like Miller Lite.
I think you're probably correct.
Sorry, so they're supposed to taste like other things? Did you say they're supposed to taste like beer brats?
Beer brats. So that's a thing in Wisconsin, around these parts, is basically you get shitty beer boiling... Throw a bunch of onions in there and some brats in there. Then you eat those brats.
You really got to get Gus on here because that just sounds like a Gus Williams special.
The thing about Gus is that he's too much of a wild card. I don't know if I trust him.
I think you're smart for that.
We don't have Rainer on here anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
R.I.P. Rainer. I don't even know him, but.
Could be. R.I. Possible for sure. We don't know.
R.I. Possible.
This is a real shame.
Oh, man.
It's not because it's really yucky. If it were yucky, it would be better. It's that it's boring. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I guess.
Yeah.
It doesn't really taste like beer at all.
Called it.
It's a little bit oniony, a little bit meaty, but not enough for me to care. So just, like, these taste fine, which is just, from a content perspective, very boring.
Yeah, nobody enjoys that. So, do you think it's the flavor mix, or that they didn't blast it up? Like, because those pizza Pringles, oh boy, they taste like pizza.
Yeah, I think the mad science dial, they cranked up to a 4, and they should have cranked it up to an 8.
Okay, so... Caitlin, do you think he just answered my question?
I'm unclear.
Yeah, me too. So I'm going to take that as a no. So, the mad science dial on what? On the spice mix or on how much flavor how much spice they put onto a single chip?
I just am assuming in the factory there's just a dial called flavor and they can turn it up and down and they didn't turn it up high.
Sure, sure. Okay, all right. You know what? We're gonna move on. What do you got over there, Caitlin? You are a chip maven, as we know. Chips.
What are you doing?
Yeah, baked. Oh, Lay's baked. Okay. I love a baked Lay, brother.
I had to come with the chips. Didn't I have chips last time?
You did. That's why I said you're a chip maven.
I have all the chips I talked about last time.
Hell yeah.
And some beef jerky. I know Sam loves beef jerky. Don't you love beef jerky? You used to.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I remember you stealing it from Wawa.
Oh, we got a bad boy.
It was mostly Bobby Zhang that liked beef jerky. And I just hung out with Bobby Zhang all the time.
You just hung out with Baby Zhang.
Oh, see, I was going to... That's funny. I was going to say Booby Zhang, which I also enjoy.
I hope Bobby Zhang makes it to being a grandfather and people can call him Bobby Zhang. He's
Honestly, that if that kid makes it to adulthood, he definitely will become a grandfather, because that kid is like high octane, like speaks three languages, has like a Australian-esque accent for no reason. It's pretty incredible.
What?
I think he's like a...
We're talking about the same guy?
Bobby's kid, yeah. Bobby has a child that speaks Russian, Chinese, and English.
Bobby texted me when he was moving out of the country to say, I have your copy of the Hebrew Hammer. Do you want it? And I was like, not really.
What the hell?
That's the last time that we interacted.
I would have taken it.
I mean, the thing about the Hebrew Hammer is that it's not very good, but it is very funny. And like, yes, it's weird, those two things coexisting, but like, those are both true.
It's like The Room.
Kinda.
Yeah.
It is very good. I would never read it again. I just want it to live on in memory.
You would never read it again?
Tyler, I'd go and do whatever you're gonna do, buddy.
Okay. Okay. Our last article, boring, from VinePair.com. As exports soar, the Czech Republic's world record beer consumption is slumping. Oh no. They
cucks
as much. Yeah, they're not drinking as much anymore. They used to drink a lot. They were always at like the top of the list of like countries that drank the most. And now they're not drinking as much, but I don't know. It's reflective of beer everywhere. You know, beer is just not the premium alcoholic beverage, I think, that it was.
Are they still the champs, or is there a new gold medalist?
The Czechs? I don't know. I don't know. They're at 126 liters per capita per year. Their apex was 163.5 in 2005. Damn, that's crazy. It
one
does
of these
say
years
that there
I
are
have to measure my beer consumption in liters.
Yeah,
just to figure out where I stand against the check, I guess.
You're going to have to check against the check.
I have to check myself where I check myself.
Absolutely.
That made sense.
Mm-hmm. I liked it, but it doesn't really say, doesn't have an answer there, Samuel. It does say that there's a lot of exporting of Czech beer that has actually gone up to other markets. Yeah. I don't know.
Sorry, Caitlin, I feel like we keep talking over you. You really clearly want to make some points about this, so... Tyler, you and I got to step back. Let Caitlin cook.
You're right.
You do you. What do you got to say?
I don't know. I actually was interested to see if there was any information about if they're drinking anything else, or just generally if you think people are drinking something more than beer, because I feel like there's a lot of celebrities and stuff putting out like tequilas and.
We've done a lot of articles about how, you know, the beer market is shrinking. And for a while, it was canned cocktails really took a hard bite out of it. But NA beer is actually now becoming a huge thing as well. Like, non-alcoholic. It's now,
also,
I think, the highest.
Weed. And also,
just weed.
Also, just, like, not doing drugs like a loser.
Yeah, true.
That's
true.
Another factor.
Well, hold on. Wait, hold on. But no, yeah, I think there is, you know, there are health concerns. There are other options, you know. But if you were talking about what exactly was like taking the market share, it was a lot of canned cocktail stuff for a while. And now non-alcoholic beer is the number one type beer brewed in the U.S., I believe.
Wow, that's interesting. I do know a lot of people that have stopped drinking recently, and they do drink that a lot.
Yep. So, yeah, I don't know.
Couldn't be me. I have a canned cocktail right in front of me, actually.
You like the canned cocktails? Is that a Kirkland? Is that a Kirkland pineapple vodka? Hell yeah, it is.
I am going on record to say I am as shocked as anybody would be, but I wasn't really into the canned cocktails and like the High Noons and what's the other one?
Yeah.
White Claw.
Yeah.
I did start taking a liking to the pineapple high noons. And I have to say, the Kirkland vodka soda pineapple, which is, I guess, just like a, you know, it's a direct comparison to the pineapple high noons. Kirkland brand is better. It's good.
So it's hilarious that that's what you had, because I wouldn't know any other one. We have weddings at my park like every weekend. And last weekend, somebody left one of those just like in the museum, I guess. So I just took it and drank it. And so I wouldn't have known another one, but I just had an interaction with that. So it's very amusing to me.
That is wandering really around funny. Grabbing wounded soldiers and finishing them off.
No. It was fully sealed, Samuel. God damn.
And you made sure to like wipe the cap off, like just like against your shirt or whatever.
I haven't done that since college.
To disinfect it.
Yeah.
There was that one time in college that. Actually, I don't know if I was there. I might have just heard the story of you grabbing a can, drinking it, and yelling, "I think that might be piss."
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. That was Rad Anthem night, Samuel. You had thrown up and gone to bed by that point.
I'd thrown up and needed to go to bed immediately, and this happened after that.
That was after that. That was actually when the night was wrapping up. I grabbed a half C off like a pong table as we were walking by. And to this day, I don't know, could have been piss. Didn't taste good, I'll tell you that.
It also could have been Mountain Crest. Can't say enough that that is a beer that I've had that tastes like human piss, if there ever was a beer that would taste like one.
Who knows?
Well, let's finish it out. You that's your answer. Round the horn, human piss beer, I would say Keystone.
That's a good one. I would also probably say Keystone. I'm sorry I don't have another one, but I think that's really the answer.
Very original.
Have you had Mountain Crest? Because I have had a Mountain Crest right next to a Keystone to settle this exact debate.
Oh, no, I haven't had Mountain Crest. I've never even heard of Mountain Crest.
I feel like if it was real science, you would need to have those two and then another cup that I have pissed into. Yeah.
Sure. That's a good point. I'm not willing to redo this experiment, but if you ever decide to try Mountain Crest on this podcast, please at least let me know so that I can listen to the episode to hear you talk about how horrific it is.
I thought you were going to say, please let me know so I can piss into a can and fax it to you.
That's how it works. That's how we do it.
That's just science.
Yep. No, where is Mountain Crest from? Is that from the...
Canada,
from Canada? Okay.
Yeah. It's so bad. I don't even know where you could buy it. I don't know who would ever stock it. It's terrible.
Well, I'm going to keep an eye out because I want to try it. That legendary piss beer.
It's really going to be a treat.
I can't wait.
I'm deeply not interested in this beer, I have to tell you.
Well, he's a Philistine, what can I say? How did everybody like their beers? Do you like them better than piss?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's good. Caitlin, remind us what you were drinking. Let us know what you thought about it and give it a rating, 1 to 10.
Okay, yeah, I didn't give you the whole rundown the first time because I forgot that part. this is a Belgian-style ale from Goose Island called Sophie. It is 6.5% and it's supposed to have a little bit of orange in it. I think it's nice. I guess I do tend to like Belgians if I do drink them. What's the other big Belgian one I've had before? It's got an orange on it. It's very obvious.
Oh, Blue Moon. Blue Moon.
Blue Moon. Blue Moon. I like a Blue Moon once in a while. So it's
kind of... Oh, man. Wouldn't I call that a Belgian? But we don't need to get into that.
I was going to let it slide.
Keep this.
I was going to let it slide. Yeah.
Isn't it marketed as a Belgian?
Yes.
Okay, so that's all. Yeah. I mean, I guess this is like pretty
Belgian for idiots. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, and I am an idiot when it comes to beer, so that works great. Yeah, I like this pretty well. I mean, I don't know if I'm rating it for beer only, not just like in life, how much I like it. I'd probably give it a we'll go 8.7. I'd say okay. It's about as good as it's gonna get for me for beer. But yeah, I guess if you like a real, I don't know if this is real Belgian anymore because I feel like my whole world's been turned upside down just right now. But if you like a Belgian, maybe it's for you.
Okay, all right, I'm into it. I had Burley Oak Brewing Company's Aboriginal Gangster IPA, 6.6% ABV, and I did not
name, aim. Man. What a bad.
It's name. Not. It's not great. It's not great, especially because the beer's not great. I didn't really enjoy it. I thought it was kind of vegetative. If there was any tropicalness, if there were any New Zealand hops, it did come out kind of in the aftertaste. But like I said, I don't want to slog through the like the rotting jungle to get to that little bit of lemon. So I'm going to give it like a 4.2. And I don't know. I don't have anybody to recommend this to. Samuel?
Well, that's brutal. A brutal way to end the recommendation. I feel like my recommendation is so niche that it might just only be me. But this is Central Waters Ganador Brews Reserve Imperial Stout aged in used tequila barrels with coffee and cacao nibs. I think this is really tasty, but I really like dark beer and tequila. And I think they were like, we made this for you. And I was like, for me? And they were like, yes, just for you. Don't tell anybody. Tell anybody about this, you weird pervert. And I was like, hey, come on. I love this beer, but I can't think of anybody to recommend it to because I don't think that people have the same affection for tequila that I do. But also with this like sort of like malty vibe. So I'm going to say if you're a weird freak like me, you might like it. I'm going to give it a 8.2.
Okay. All right. Any possible inkling of what you might be drinking next week?
I did check before the recording and my six pack was empty, so I do need to go to the store.
Incredible. All right. Caleb, thank you for being on. Thank you for tolerating another beer on the show with us.
Oh, please. Thank you for having me, even though I feel like I'm increasingly boring every time. Keep coming back.
So, you only yawned once this episode, so, you know, no problem.
Okay, well, in fairness to me, I am an hour later than you guys, and I'm getting pretty old. As Sam may have told you, I am an entire day older than him, so.
Where do you think I live?
Oh, wait, no, you're fine. Yeah, you're in the same as me. Sam.
Yeah.
She's still you're a few days older than you.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Wait,
when is Tyler's birthday?
The 20th.
Oh my God, we're all so we're close.
Yeah, both of us were born within a week.
Yeah,
that's wild. That's really wild.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy.
Birthday sibling, I guess. Thank you again for being on.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Listener, if you want to tell us what the closest beer to piss is for you, you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at Brews Day Tuesday, or you can blue sky us at brewstuesday.com is where you can comment on links, and you can blue sky us at Brews Day Tuesday. That's it. Don't let us keep it done. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye, everybody. They can't see you wave, Caitlin.
I know. I'm just waving in case you guys were going to hang up.
No, bro, you have to say goodbye because I say goodbye last.
Shoot. All right, well, thanks for having me on. This has been great. Bye, everyone.
Bye! Comes up here, catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better. Food Network has some sexy people on it. Who's the sexiest?
Remember Curtis Stone was popular at some point. He was like the I don't know if he was on Food Network even. He was like the take-home chef. The guy
Curtis
that was like,
Stone, I think, was on the Porn Network. That is a porn star name, Curtis Stone.
Well, he was also, he might be good at that too, but he was a very good chef, apparently. I don't know.
Okay.
He had a show where he would like go up to like housewives grocery shopping in the store.
Then have sex with them immediately.
I mean, I'm sure they wanted to have sex with him, but no, he just would go home. He would be like, oh, what are you shopping for? And then go home with them and cook some incredible meal that like helped them, you know. So
this is great.
Maybe that was the start of his porn career.
I think you only saw the first 5 minutes of a whole bunch of Curtis Stone videos.
Yeah, you're right. Just the setup.